this morning. And I love the Lord and love Him because He first loved me. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Exodus this morning. And amen. And I got to do a funeral here after a while. But I don't want to cut the Lord short. And I know Clyde Miller. He wouldn't want me to cut the Lord short either. He'd say, Robbie, just mind the Lord. Amen. That's exactly what he'd say. We've sat down many a times and family reunion and just gatherings, grandma's birthday parties and all that, and his wife Pam, a godly woman, and sang all evening long. Amen. He'd be picking the guitar. And we had many a good time. Yeah, I know he'd say, Robbie, just mind the Lord. Amen. Them things will take care of themselves. Amen. Amen. You'll mean something, though, to build your life on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. It means something to build your life on the Lord. I was thinking there was a singing this morning. I went down there to Livingston this past week and got some fuel down there, down there off of Danny, and went around the back way around through there and come around, you probably know where I'm at. I seen a sign, amen, said dead end, amen. I thought, well, I don't want to go down that road, amen, because it don't go nowhere,
right.
Amen. I want to go on a road that's going somewhere. And I thought to myself, I thought, you know, that's just like serving the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of folks will go after the world and they'll leave God out, but you know where that road goes to.
Amen.
It goes to a dead end this morning. Amen. You know, the Bible said, blessed are dead that die in the Lord. Amen. This morning, I tell you folks, even though we may pass this life, if we're in the Lord, amen, we live on this morning.
Amen.
We live on with the Lord this morning. Amen. And just a lot of things that's happened here lately that's drawn my attention to this scripture. And I'm just going to be obedient to the Lord. In the 14th chapter, very familiar, amen, to most of you. But I want to read this and love the story about Moses. I love preaching about Moses. Amen. I even tried to watch the Ten Commandments this week. And it was a long movie and I fell asleep in it. Boy, I love it. Amen. It's one of my favorites. But, you know, a thing that's been going on and people passing away. I never seen the time seem like that, folks. And a lot of it, amen, is uncalled for. The man that I grew up with, my neighbor, right by me, grew up playing together and everything. And Lord, he was mean as a snake growing up. Amen. But he was a good friend. I thought I loved him and he loved me and he loved my little brother. I tell you, he loved Pat. And he never did go after the Lord. And they found him there Sunday. Amen. He was the same age as me. We grew up together and I'd seen him a few months back. And amen. And he had an old needle laying right there by him where he had took a bad drug or overdosed on one or something. But it took his life. And you know, that's not uncommon this day and time. You know what the world promises this day and time? Amen. The world promises this day and time all the glamoring lights, all the hype, all the fun that you'll have. But it don't never tell you, amen, the clutches, amen, that it gets you in. And folks, amen, we went over and visited his mother, amen, and his sister and them. And I love them. She's a dear woman and she loves the Lord. And she said, you know, Rob said, Michael just couldn't get away, amen, from the drugs. You know what happens? Amen, they get lured in, amen, by the good times and peer pressure. But then when the devil gets his clutches in you, they want to get away from it and they can't, amen. They just hung there, amen. But I like preaching about a man,
amen,
Brother Morris, that can break the chains this morning.
Amen.
Amen. How many believe Jesus can break the chains this morning?
Amen.
I know several. Amen. I've got good friends and boy, they've been on them things. And they'll tell you, they will absolutely tell you, amen, the only way, amen, you can get out of that is through the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Somebody always praise the Lord right there. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way you can get out of it is the Lord. I'm glad He's still the way, ain't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. So we need to keep ourselves in the Lord. Amen. We need to keep ourselves because it opens up all kinds of avenues. Had my cousin, her daughter, amen, she's about 14, something like that. Corinne said she got saved this week up there at Lovejoy and had a revival up there. And, And she gave her heart to the Lord, said she felt the Lord dealing with her heart, said, I know I need to do something.
Amen.
And she gave her heart to the Lord. I said, boy, that's the best decision you ever made. Amen. Because, amen, there ain't nothing but good things God will bring to your life this morning. The Bible said, now listen, the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord and from the Father of lights, with whom, amen, there's no shadow, amen, of turning this morning. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, ain't it good to be a child of God this morning?
Amen.
It's good to be a child of God. We come in here and we sing songs of Zion and we rejoice in the Lord for what He does. You know, I don't always know. I'm going to get to read maybe in a minute. I don't always know how the Lord's going to make the way, but I know He'll make the way because He is the way this morning. Amen. This morning, I thought about this old shoulder, and I know you've heard enough about it, but I'm going to tell you about it again. Amen.
Praise
I mean,
Lord,
that thing was a hurting me, boy. I mean, we didn't see me in here in that sling. It was hurting. Amen. And I don't know what I've done. I've done something to it. And I didn't know how in the world I was even to work. Amen. Jerry knows how hard we have to work about doing things. I thought, I can't be down for 3 months. Amen. And I ain't got no liability insurance about, amen, long term to take care of anything while I'm off. And they said it'd take 3 months for that to heal. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to manage it, but I know I can't go on like this. I thought, well, I don't know how, but I know the Lord will make a way.
That's right.
Amen. About 3 days after that, that thing will pop, pop. Amen. And I'm telling you, I'm a slinging around. I've been washed behind my back now. I could probably do that dental floss move. Amen. Them kids done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I ain't going to do no dental floss move, but I could. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Love the Lord. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Exodus chapter 14. Amen. Verse 1. He said, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pharaoh between Migdol and the sea, and over against Bethsaphon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness hath shut them in. Amen. He thought, he'll think that I've got them where I want them at. Amen. They thought, well, the Lord loved said, come into my trap. Amen. And he said, and Pharaoh will say, the children of Israel, they have entangled, amen, in the land, and the wilderness hath he shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Amen. God doesn't know where Pharaoh was, but he's just going to just prove a point to it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon the host and upon the Egyptians, that they may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told to the king of Egypt and the people that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariots and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all of the chariots of Egypt and the captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, and all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and of his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pharaoh before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They said unto Moses, because that there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dwelt thus with us to carry us from out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And I like what Moses said. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he hath showed unto you this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will see them again no more and forever. Amen. That's as much as I'm going to read this morning. But I want to notice there in the 13th verse, the last verse. Amen. The Bible says, and we know the story here, that the children of Israel, that the Lord was leading them out of Egypt there, and there against the Red Sea, and these cities, and Pharaoh's army was marching right behind them, and they knew they didn't have no way out. Amen. They knew they was between a rock and a hard place. They knew, amen, physically, amen, what are we going to do? But you know, folks, amen, fail to trust the Lord. Amen. Folks fail to trust in the Lord. Amen. They don't want to talk about, amen, these old windbag preachers. Amen. That, boy, they just ain't got much sense. And they don't really know what they're talking about. Amen. We can figure things out for ourselves. We need to listen to people, amen, with PhDs. But you know what the real war is? I was watching a little bit of TV this morning. Amen. And they're talking about the things that's going on. The things that's going on in Ukraine. The things that's going on in Russia. The things that's going on in America. Amen. They boil it all down. You know what it becomes this morning? They say it is a spiritual, amen, matters this morning. It is a matter of spiritual things that's going on. You know, that's what this morning, and I thought, boy, they're exactly right. These things is a spiritual warfare. And the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God this morning. Amen. They're mighty, Brother Eric. Amen. Through the Word this morning. They're mighty through prayer this morning. They're mighty this morning in the Lord. I'm going to tell you something today. Amen. If we hold a position in the Lord and we're saved by the grace of God, there ain't a higher calling in our life, amen, than what God has given us this morning. Amen.
Right.
They ain't a higher calling. They ain't a greater cause. Amen. They ain't a better fight. They ain't a more real fight. Amen. That is in the Lord this morning. Amen. It is a spiritual matters today. Amen. And boy, they got here, they were between a rock and a hard place. They was in a fix. And they didn't know what they was going to do. We've been there. Amen. Didn't know what, amen, was going to do. But thanks be to God. Amen. I'm glad there's a Savior that we can still trust in this morning. Amen. He said, stand still, Moses. Amen. They began to cry to Moses. Said, amen, you brought us out here. Amen. Because there was no graves in Egypt. Boy, you ever thought about that? Amen. Every time something goes bad or something goes wrong or something just not going right. Amen. We think, well, we begin to think the worst thing of all. I don't know if I'm the only one that does that, but I think we all do sometimes, don't you? Amen. We think, boy, the worst things. Amen. It's because of this. And it's because of that. Amen. That we're in this fix this morning. Amen. They was in a fix. Amen. And a lot of folks are in fixes this day and time. Amen. They're bound. Amen. They're in the clutches. Amen. Of the devil. Amen. And I thought about, amen, how many folks, amen, have passed away. Amen. I got a call just a week ago. Amen. Remember our family. Amen. That we had a first cousin. Amen. She's 50 years old. Amen. They found her dead in her apartment. Amen. They did an investigation. Amen. Related to drugs. Amen. And even this, and they related, amen, to drugs. They've done an investigation. And amen. A lot of folks, amen, thinks that there ain't no way out. Amen. There's no way out. There's no way to take care of these matters. Amen. And boy, we might have a family member, somebody that's way out there, shouldn't be where they ought to be. Amen. And we wonder what can be done. I'll tell you what can be done. We can seek the Lord on the trail.
Amen.
We can seek the Lord on the trail. And he said, because there's no graves in Egypt. Amen. Hadn't it been better if we would have just served the Egyptians? Amen. That's what the devil wants us to go to.
Yeah. Man.
Hadn't it been better if we just give in and done what the devil really wanted to do sometimes? Let me tell you something. When we serve the Lord, sometimes things get stirred up a little bit. Amen. Things get stirred up. I mean, our family, amen, there's things that's been stirred up for. Dad had an alcohol problem one time, years ago. I'm going to tell you something. It got worse before it got better. Amen. But thanks be to the Lord, it got better. Amen. It got fixed. Amen. God is a fixer-upper. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God is a fixer-upper. Amen. I've been there. I've seen what the devil can do. Amen. And how he works. And amen. And I tell you, we think sometimes, amen, we're better. We can't do no worse. Amen. Than what we are. The devil ain't got to respect a person this morning. Amen. He ain't got to respect a person. Jesus is still the way this morning. Amen. Jesus is still the way. Amen. But he said this morning, said, because there was no graves in Egypt, amen, and it'd be better for us to serve the Egyptians. It'd be better for us just to go along, to get along, and just to go right on. Amen. God don't ever work like that. Amen. God don't ever work like that. Amen. Someone said, I'm afraid to make the devil mad. I ain't afraid to make the devil mad this morning. I tell you, folks, if the devil, let me tell you, if the devil gets us to where we're afraid of the devil, amen, he's got us right where he wants us at. Amen. I tell you, there's a time in my life I used to sort of worry about making the devil too mad. Amen. I've been over that a long time now. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
How many knows what I'm talking about?
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we need to fight for our family. We need to fight for our kids. We need to fight for our grandkids. We need to fight for our neighbors. Amen. And tell them, amen, look and see the salvation of the Lord. See what God can do. Amen. How many show what the Lord can do this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Moses said, I know what I'm talking about. Moses, believe God. Amen. You know what the first thing we need to do, the first thing we got to do is believe the Lord.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. How should they hear without a preacher? How should they preach except they be sent? Thank God. Amen. He sent me. Amen. I wouldn't mama called and papa sent. Amen. God sent me this morning. Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, there's a lot of them. The Lord said, I never sent them this morning.
Amen.
I mean, they'll go
come
in.
On,
boy, they'll do good. They seem like they're doing good. Amen. They'll offer their coffee and donuts and come down and sit in. Amen. Like they're going to church. Amen. To be entertained. That is not church this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
That ain't church. Somebody say amen.
Right.
That ain't church. Amen. This morning. Boy, I tell you what, amen, I'd rather have the real thing, hadn't you?
Amen.
Amen, I'd rather know my name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life more than anything. We think a lot of times, amen, that death is something that, amen, come by somebody else's way, but one day it will come by our way.
Amen.
It's going to come by my way one day. Amen. Paul, I tell you, the Bible said, David said, amen, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, amen. I will fear no evil this morning. I want to look about what David said. Amen. I know what the Lord got on my heart. And, amen. In Psalms. Amen. If I can find it this morning. Psalms 37. Amen. Psalms 37 this morning. Amen. Psalms 37. Amen. In verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Psalm 37 verse 25. This is what David said. Amen. Lived for the Lord even from his youth. He knew what God could do. He seen God's deliverance. Amen. He knew the power of the Lord. He was a friend of God. He wasn't always perfect, but he loved the Lord. And God established, amen, his goings this morning. Amen. He said this morning in verse 25, he said, I've been young. He said, now I'm old. Amen. He said, but I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. I've not seen these things. Said, I've been young, I've been old. Amen. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. There's one thing I'll tell you that always will bring the blessings of the Lord, and that's to do things right before God this morning. Amen. That's to do things right before the Lord. I'll read the prayer a little further. And he said there in verse 21, he said, and this is what the wicked does. That the wicked borrows and payeth not again. Boy, I mean, how many's had that done to him?
Yeah.
He bad. But the wicked borrows and turneth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be the blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed shall they that curse him shall be cut off. Amen. These steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
And he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, now listen, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. Boy, I'm glad the Lord takes care of us, even when we can't take care of ourselves.
Amen.
I mean, we may stumble and bumble along, and we will. I don't mean God just don't cast that. Well, you're not good enough. I'm just going to kick you out. Amen. That God don't do his children that way. Amen. He said, though he fall, he shall not ever be cast down. For the Lord shall uphold him with his hand. I've been young and now I've been old. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread this morning. But I was thinking about the salvation of the Lord. And that's what God laid on my heart. Amen. Preach the salvation of the Lord. And he said, Moses told the children of Israel, they begin to complain. Lord, we're in trouble. Lord, we really made the devil mad. We've really got him upset now. Mm-hmm. He's brought all his forces. All his forces, the forces of Egypt. Now, Egypt was a dynasty. Egypt was the utopia of that day and time. I mean, they had everything figured out. They was very smart, very educated. We even look now and see some of the things they've done, and they wonder how they even did it. But it was no match before the Lord this morning. Amen. It was no match before the Lord. Moses said, amen, they had all the forces of Egypt coming at them. I mean, he brung it all out. And the Lord stood between them. Amen. We can read on, and the Lord come back over that cloud. He stood between all that night. He stood between the children of Israel and the Egyptians. Amen. The Egyptians couldn't come. And he caused a strong east wind. Amen. The Bible says all that night. Amen. I wondered about that. Amen. And years ago the Lord showed that he caused a strong east wind all that night. Amen. To blow. You know, I seen a study done, and I don't need studies to believe God's word. Don't get me wrong. Amen. I don't need it. Amen. And we shouldn't need it. But I see they've done a layout one time of just how that sea is. You know, they can drain the ocean, so to speak, now and figure out how the bottoms of the oceans are and seas and all that. And they got a thrown fan and put right there, and they made a body of water, replica of the Red Sea. And they blew that fan, amen, on that, and the way the ground lays underneath that, it showed the waters parted. There was a dry strip that went right through. Amen. The way they went this morning. Amen. I don't need that to believe God, but that just shows you the Lord knows what he's doing. He said he sent a strong east wind all that night and said they went across. Amen. Dry shod this morning. He said the Egyptians, amen, they went. And boy, I tell you, if I'd seen the Lord done that,
amen,
I sure would have went in there after them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But their heart was so hard. They were so determined. They were so bent on having their way and doing their will. Amen. And having the Israelites to serve them. They went in after them after they had gone over. And that east wind stopped. Amen. And it took care, amen, of all the problems. And the Lord said that this would happen. He said in Egypt will never be a high power like that again. And they never have. Amen. He said this morning, said the Lord shall fight for you. In verse 14, said the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace this morning. Amen. I'm glad the Lord can fight our battles. I've had many things that come up that God just took care of. Amen. Had it happened? I don't know. But the Lord took care of things. Amen. We don't ever have to understand everything. I don't, like one preacher said, I don't understand electricity. I just know when I flip that switch, light comes on. Mm-hmm. I don't have to understand, appreciate it,
amen,
and use it. Amen. I don't understand how the Lord works on things, but I know one thing. I know He does.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't understand. Now listen, the children of Israel didn't understand. Amen. How the Lord's going to, how did He do this? You brought us into a trap. This is very obvious. This is a trap. But it was to show the glory of God that we trust the Lord this morning. How many believe this old good book this morning?
Amen.
I believe the old good book this morning. Amen. It's the good book.
Amen.
The devil don't like this book. Never has. Hitler tried to get rid of all the Bibles. Amen. He wouldn't even get rid of the Bibles. Amen. And probably if Putin had his way, he'd get rid of them too. They're an atheistic country. But you know what happened? That'll never happen.
Amen.
The Bible even talks about Russia. Amen. If they'll come down and they'll invade Jerusalem. Amen. And we read about it in Revelations. But God will take care and God will fight that battle too.
Amen.
Amen. And that's still happening. Amen. We see the workings of them things. Amen. Trying to happen right now. We see the movements that's trying to be made. Amen. The emboldenment. I tell you, you can't embolden yourself against God. Amen.
Amen.
He said, them that curse you, said, I'll curse them. But them that bless you, I'll bless them. Amen. I tell you, folks, we better pray that America sticks with Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Better pray. Anybody ask you, amen, you better let them know we better stick with Israel. Amen. Amen. Because they're God's people. Amen. And we're God's people. Amen. But they're the chosen nation before the Lord. Amen. Amen. That God will take care of this morning. Amen. And I don't know your heart, but I tell you, our salvation is the most important thing, it's the most cherished thing that we can have in our life this morning.
Amen.
Amen. And I pray God, amen. I can't do nothing about what anybody else does, but I pray the Lord, God, help me keep myself groomed. Help me keep myself clean. Help me get and unspotted from the world. Amen. Because the world wants to spot us up.
That's right.
Now let me tell you before I come to a close what the devil wants to do. He realized one time, amen. He called up a man, Balak did, called up Balaam, amen, to curse the children of Israel. The Lord said, you're not cursing because they can't be cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up there and he altogether blessed them. He said, you've altogether blessed them. And the Bible speaks about it in Revelations, talking about the church, talking to the churches, amen, about Balak, amen. The doctrine of Balaam, amen. And the doctrine of Balaam, Balaam said, now we can't curse them, but I'll tell you what you can do. You can invite them in and have their intermingle and get mixed up with them and their your daughters marry their sons and get intermixed with them. Amen. To where God won't bless them. And that's the way the devil does this today. Amen. He wants to get us where we just get entangled with the world and with the affairs of this life and everything that the things of God are just not fruitful in our life no more.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord can't bless us this morning.
Amen.
But if we keep ourselves pure, if we keep ourselves, I mean, as best as we can. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect neither. But if we keep our hearts in the right way, you know what God will do? God will bless His people.
Amen.
And we know the blessed. This is a blessed church. Amen. I mean, there are people here that love the Lord. Amen. You can tell it. Lord, I tell you what, if we'll keep ourselves from being so entangled with the world, we see the salvation of the Lord and what salvation, amen, can do in other people's lives this morning. Amen. Let the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our head this morning in prayer. Lord, we just thank you this morning for your goodness and we thank you for thy salvation. Lord, we know we just skipped the high points, Lord, on God, of your salvation, of your word. But Lord, we just pray this morning, Lord, that you'd help us to always strive, Lord, to let others know and to keep ourselves where we need to be at. God, that your blessings may abide upon us. And Lord, that we may show others, Lord, that you're real, God, and that your word is real. And your, Lord, your deliverance, God, is real this morning. And you're an able God to do all these things, Lord. Keep us each one. Father, hold your hand upon us to guide us. And we'll thank you for it. We'll praise you for it. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Let's stand just a little, folks. I don't know your heart this morning. Salvation is a simple thing. Amen. All you have to do is ask. Bible says, heart man believeth unto righteousness, and mouth confession is made unto salvation. We come believing the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, I want to make heaven my home. I want you to save me. Lord, I want to be right with God. You know what the Lord will do? God will make a new creature out of you. Amen. He'll make a new creature out of us. Amen. And put us on a road that ain't on a dead end this morning. Amen. A road that goes somewhere this morning. Search your heart if you hear it. You need to pray, or if you got a burden on your heart for someone that needs prayer, mind the Lord. Amen. Let's do the will of God this morning.
Let's get before it. When God is